You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Earlier today, we were talking about how I jumped on Instagram Live, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that a lot of people from my past follow me. I know that they're there, but they like kind of came out of the woodwork. Somebody I went to high school with.
Surprise!
And yeah. So a college friend of mine. And then we just got to looking at old photos. It was kind of funny.
Here we go.
I know.
Here's the blast from the past.
So the yearbook came out, and there's obviously a photo of me and my high school sweetheart, whatever, right?
Mm.
And then it got me thinking, do you keep, not necessarily the yearbook, because you keep your yearbook, but do you keep old photos of your past relationship? Are you supposed to?
I have like a folder that is kind of traveled with me from move to move to move.
So you've kept them.
It's everything from like girlfriend number one.
So you've kept them.
Yeah, I've got it. It's like a stockpile of my history.
And your wife is okay with it? She don't care?
She doesn't really care.
See, that's the thing. Like, do you do it out of respect for your significant other? Do you keep them because of your memories, or do you get rid of them because they're not in your life anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, I just always kept it around. I don't know.
602-260-1079. Chime in, Camel Nation. Aya in Scottsdale. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're talking about if you're in a relationship, or you just moved on, but you have old photos of exes. Do you keep them?
Sometimes it just really like depends. Like I have a box in my closet of stuff of my exes, and sometimes there's just photos that I am like in love with that I just really like, so I kept them.
He's in love with the photos. I don't know about that.
She let out a lot of truth there.
Yeah, but for example, I don't have anything. I don't think I do. And if I do, it's a group picture.
Right.
So I don't know. And I don't even know if Dean cares or not. But Nico has this folder full of all the exes.
It's crazy. I never thought about it until this point. Like, I didn't think it was weird. I have a stockpile of all photos because there was no digital, there was no digital impressions.
Okay, social media.
So
how about now? Today,
I still have all of pictures on my computer saved, like all of them.
Okay, so you have those.
Delete any of those.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's not like you go back and look through them every 5 seconds. They're just there. They're memories of history.
So you're saying it's not a big deal to have them and keep them because they happen in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another question. Instagram, Facebook, do you delete your ex's photos from your Instagram feed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then what's the difference?
Well, I get that because they're not public anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, well, you're not together anymore. And so they shouldn't, I don't really keep them on social media, but I do want to keep them because, you know, like, I don't know, when I'm older and say you have like kids or something and your kid's going through a hard time, and you're like, okay, well, look, like, I maybe not like show them pictures of your past relationships.
Interesting.
Like,
this is all really interesting because wouldn't you just keep them on your social media then if it's not a big deal?
No, because I think that'll portray a different message, like you're kind of still hanging on.
Doesn't that portray a message if you're keeping the photos at home in a box? I'm not mad. I'm not. I'm just like, it's just, and I don't know the answer because that's why I'm bringing it up, because I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, unless your spouse or your whatever, your girlfriend, boyfriend has a problem with it, then you can go from there.
But you shouldn't. Do you need it? What do you need it for?
Well, just like Aya said, it's part of her past, her history, and she loved that part of her life.
Yes. 602-260-1079 if you want to chime in. Hannah in Phoenix, we're talking about keeping old photos. What do you do? I don't have any. Nico has a box of pretty much from day one girlfriend.
Everybody.
Why? Why do you have that?
I don't know. I just thought sentimentally I would want them in the future. And also if I needed some blackmail material.
Oh my God. No.
No, thank you.
No, I think you should get rid of all of that stuff out of respect for your significant other when you find somebody that is so significant. You want to respect them and like just their relationship with you and not have something like that like dwelling over it. So I think it should go.
Gotcha.
And my significant other has his, and his reasoning is totally different than mine. It bothers me, but I won't tell him that because he wants to keep it so he could be able to show somebody later on like, these are all the mistakes I made before I married your mom, you know, like blah, blah, blah.
I like that.
And Yeah, but it's still annoying because you don't want to see pictures of your ex while you're, like, cleaning out the closet or cleaning up a drawer. You don't want to see that because then you're like, oh, well, do you really need this?
Yeah, fair.
You should literally clean out the closet and throw them away.
You don't know, Nico. You don't know if Brooklyn Dana cares or not.
No, I mean, she's definitely seen them. It's hard to miss, so I'm assuming she hasn't said anything about it. And it's not something that is up front and in her face all the time. It's literally in a box of my stuff that I've moved from house to house to house.
Yeah, but why do you want to move your ex past relationship that sucks versus your wife to house to house to house to house and let her know that you think it's necessary to move it to house to house to house? Probably bothers her, just saying. It probably does. She probably's not going to tell you.
There isn't much that bothers her, though. She's not she's not jealous. She's not a pain in the butt.
That's hilarious. She's a woman, dude.
Listen to the Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.